In the epistle today, which is from St. Paul, we read on one of the two themes that the church places before our minds very often in the epistles throughout the year, many times through the year. The church on Sundays chooses passages from St. Paul on two subjects. One, on the sins which, if we commit them, we will not save our soul, especially impurity. And the second theme is charity. This epistle today is one of the most striking on this subject of charity, because St. Paul lays out very clearly what specifically our charity should look like toward our neighbor. It's one thing to say that we love our neighbor and have charity, but then in practice, if we're not kind, meek, humble toward our neighbor, we can't really say we have charity. So St. Paul tells us what our life should be like. He says, "Put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, a heart of mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, patience." And then he goes on even further to show that he's not just talking about kindness to those that are kind to us, but he says, "Bear with one another and forgive one another if anyone has a grievance against any other. Even as the Lord has forgiven you, so also do you forgive." When we look at the lives of the saints, we see this true charity toward their neighbor put into practice. St. Vincent de Paul said that there are many who imagine themselves to fly to the heights of sanctity, because they imagine they pray with fervor, and yet then they do not show charity to their neighbor. And so he says they deceive themselves by a false piety, because true piety would make us, in the practical order, do actual acts of kindness toward our neighbor and be willing to forgive them. In the book St. John Bosco wrote about St. Vincent de Paul, he has a whole section, a whole chapter or two, on the meekness of St. Vincent. And he says he would have been the most meek saint of his century if it weren't for the fact that St. Francis de Sales was in the same century, lived in the same century. And he quotes from St. Vincent saying, "When we have a dispute with anyone, it frequently happens that the arguments we use often make our opponent realize that we want to have the upper hand. And that is why he prepares himself for resistance rather than for recognition of the truth. So that often enough, the debate, instead of enlightening his mind, finishes by closing up the door of his heart, whereas meekness and affability would open it. In fact, I have never seen nor heard tell of any heretic being converted by the force of debate, nor the subtlety of argument, but by meekness, for so powerful is this virtue in gaining souls." Those are the words of St. Vincent. And he put this into practice himself when, for a time in his life, he was in slavery, was captured and was in slavery among the Muslims. His master was an apostate Catholic, and his master's wife was a Muslim woman. The Muslim woman heard St. Vincent as he was working in the fields where he was enslaved. He was singing religious songs, and she heard him and began to ask him about his religion. He spoke to her so kindly and so clearly about the faith, she became convinced of it And she went back and told her husband, "You were very wrong to leave your religion." And it pricked his conscience, and he rejected his apostasy. He came back to the faith, and they escaped back to Europe. St. Vincent, as St. John Bosco says, he based this meekness, this kindness toward our neighbor, even to those who have wronged us, he based it on two things: the words and example of our Lord and the knowledge of human weakness. Our Lord said, "Learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart." And he supported these words by his example and his meekness toward those who wronged him. St. Vincent said, "One cannot see the meekness of our Lord in his passion without being attracted to this virtue. For example, when he gave the name of friend to the traitor Judas, or when he bore out, without the least complaint, the cruelty of the soldiers who spat in his face or insulted him in his sufferings." And then the second principle is the knowledge of human weakness. When we understand the weakness of our human nature, then we're not surprised to find our neighbor sometimes offending us. And St. Vincent said we should think rather that when that happens, we should not be quick to think it is out of spite for us, but we should chalk it up to human weakness and say if he were thinking more clearly, he wouldn't have done it. And we should be ready and willing to forgive. But there's another thing to consider. The gospel, or the epistle today, it doesn't just say we should be kind to our neighbor, but in the very acts of kindness to our neighbor, it includes the admonishing of the sinner. How often today that is forgotten. Under the plea of being kind, gentle, meek, sins are allowed to go. And parents, if they don't admonish their children, correct their faults, that's not meekness, it's not kindness. Or others that we have that might listen to a correction if we gave a meek and gentle admonition to someone and turn them from the path of sin. But we are afraid of losing their opinion, their good opinion or friendship. If we saw a blind man about to walk off a cliff and we said to ourselves, "Oh, I'm not going to say anything because he might get upset at me," we really don't have any charity toward him. But St. Vincent says something important to remember. He says that only a truly charitable and meek man has the ability to admonish the sinner. Not those who thunder against sin. He says they're not the ones that are able to change the hearts of the sinner. And this is what he says. "We must repress outbursts of anger and prefer the language of meekness to any other. For sometimes only one sweet word suffices to convert a hardened soul, while on the contrary, a rough word may cause the loss of a soul. Only 3 times in my life have I ever made use of rough words when reproving or correcting others, thinking that I had a right to act in that way. I always repented of it because I failed miserably. And on the contrary, I've always obtained what I desired through meekness." There are no persons more constant and courageous in all that is good than the meek and the compliant, whilst on the contrary, those who allow themselves to be carried away by anger and irascible passions are usually very inconstant. The former resemble those rivers which flow noiselessly, tranquilly, and are never dried up. The latter resemble torrents that have no force or impetuosity except in time of floods. These men act only in fits and starts, and therefore very clumsily. What must we do then to succeed in the things of God We must always imitate in our conduct the wisdom of God and attain our ends mightily, as he does, but by ways full of sweetness and meekness. It's a good analogy. You think of a river versus a tsunami. A tsunami comes with a great amount of force, but it's very passing, and all it leaves behind it is destruction, an outburst of anger and threatening the sinner is like that tsunami. And most of the time it's a dry desert, and then you get one big wave, and all it does is destroy. The river provides water to entire villages constantly and doesn't dry up. It doesn't make a lot of noise and tumult, but it work powerfully. And that's what charity and meekness do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.